Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, August the 8th. Tuesday, I might want to write this down. Tuesday, the 8th month of the 8th day of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, we've got another important message scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, wow, got a powerful message for you today. Brothers and sisters, we want to break down the eighth. We want to break down the number eight. We want to really get a clear understanding of what today is. Every day is important, but this month and this day is specifically important because of the energy, the frequency, the wave, the vibration, the neutrinos that are being released today. This message, this day, is very important especially for the people that are part of the Clarinomics Temple Building or the Clarinomics Life Optimization class. If you have an 8 anywhere in your chart, today's message is very important for you. And by the grace of God, if you are one of the very few fortunate individuals that have 2 8s in your chart, you definitely want to tune in today. And if you are the rare soul, and in 20 years I've only met one that have 3 8s in your chart, you really want to tune in to today's show. There are a few people that are blessed, that are fortunate to have the number 8 in their chart. Out of all the numbers, as I said this before, and I like my numbers, don't get me wrong, in my numbers, and again, I don't worship numbers. This is just to help. Everything about numerology, everything about theomathematics, everything about alphanumerics, everything about everything I talk about is designed one thing, to get you closer to God. So just like it says in the book of Job, the Mazaruf is designed to point you to the North Star, to the God of the North, not the God of the South or Sirius or the dog. Now, it's very important that you understand that today is the lion's gate. But not just any lion. Today is the Lion of Judah's day. Today represents the 8th. Now, we know that the number 8 represents materialization, but it is spirituality that is materialized in a physical form. So let me make sure you understand what that means if you're an 8. Today's your day if you're an 8. Today is the day that you understand your specific niche. So if you are an 8, and if you got 2 8s, God forbid you got 3 8s, your life has probably been sucking a little lately. Why? Because of the neutrinos that's being released by the sun that is hitting your vibration, that is causing you to be in an emotional wreck. Because either you harness the energy or the energy harnesses you. Now, remember last night we read, for everybody that's a part of the Fire God series, that you have this fire shit up in your bones. But if you turn your back on this fire, if you don't acknowledge this fire, if you denounce this fire, the fire consumes you. So if you are an 8 right now, I got one question for you. If you got an 8 in your chart, if you don't have an 8, you lucky, because this vibe, this frequency is not downloaded into your spirit and your energy. You just got to deal with this really one day out of every year. Not even every year. Every year. But if you have the number 8, you got to deal with this energy, this frequency, or this vibration every day of your life. If you got 2 8s, you got a double portion every day of your life. If you got 3 8s, God have mercy on your soul. It's like a triple 11. I've only known one person that got the number triple 11. And that person is, their life is sucking right now because they can't transmute the energy. See, energy cannot be destroyed. It can be created. It's just transformed. And so the 8-8, which is really in 2015, was the triple 8. So I did a show back in 2015 because it was a Saturday. It was the 8th day. It was the 8th month. And it was the 8th year. Because if you take 5 plus 1 plus 2 gives you the number 8. So the number 8, again, which is associated with Leo, which is associated with the lion, it is the number of courage. But the number of 8 also represents infinity. And if you take an 8 and you lay it on its side, it represents the number infinity. And so you have this infinite capacity for love. So can you love with the heart of a lion? Let me say this again. Let me make sure you understand. Because I don't know if you really got what I just said. So I had to make a change in my life before today. That's why I made that change on Friday, because I knew this day was coming. And the change was toe curling relationship, toe curling finances, toe curling wisdom, toe curling health, love. Today is the day where the Lion of Judah is downloading his neutrinos to unlock your DNA so that way you have the full capacity for love. That is what the Lion's Gate is. Now, let me make sure you understand this on a esoteric level that is metaphysically and scientifically and biologically and biblically proven. Yahushua says that he's the Lion of Judah, did he not? And then Yahushua said in John 10 that he's coming back. He's the Lion of Judah, and he's only coming back for his sheep. And he said that his sheep, they know my voice. They hear my voice, and they follow me. No other shepherd will they follow. Are you an eight? Let me tell you why your life is sucking right now if you're an eight. You ain't following the voice. You ain't following yourself. You listen to some other reverend, Dr. Bishop, some other guru, even me. If you're listening and if you're researching, if you're studying, if you're doing anything more than you researching and studying yourself, today sucks for you. You know it. Now, what I mean by stuff, what do I mean? Is your life bad? No, actually, life is really good, but inside, you know you're not real, homie. You're not authentic. You know you're playing church. Because why? The Lion of Judah is calling you, but you ain't picking up the phone. You're not answering. You're too busy hanging out. You too busy at the club. You too busy at the strip club making it rain. You too busy to answer the call of the 8-8. The eighth month and the eighth day represents the Lion of Judah. Now, the Lion of Judah is different from other lions. See, this frequency is the Lion of Judah because the Lion of Judah, again, symbolizes the tribe of Judah. And remember, Judah was the fourth son of Jacob. Now, I don't want to get into the biblical as much as I want to get into the esoterical, but I need you to understand that the Lion of Judah is very powerful because it symbolizes the Torah, or the Torah, which, remember, he was the fourth son of Jacob. And the reason why this is so important, and the reason why you need to take note, is because the Lion of Judah is mentioned also in the book of Revelation. And it is a term that is associated, again, with Yahushua. And the reason why this is important, because, again, this is the messianic or the morning star administration, not the fallen star demonstration. It's also interesting because the Queen of Sheba, King Solomon of Jerusalem, they all was associated with, again, the Lion of Judah. So the Lion of Judah, again, represents a particular strength. It represents kingship. It represents a kingdom. It represents the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a conquering lion. It represents the elect of God, and it represents that you are the light of the world. So if you are an eight, you are empowered with the light. The light is love, because love is light, and light is love. So if you are an eight and you are not living and in operating our environment, the universe is demanding you. And so if you got a double eight, if you got an eight anywhere in your number, the universe is activating that eight in your root chakra and inside of all of your chakras, but specifically inside of your DNA. So right now, the neutrinos that's been released by the sun is calling you. But it's calling you for a specific purpose, especially if you have the eight inside of your number. And the reason that it's calling you, because it's calling you to do something, and that is you are in a job that you don't love. You got a diet and a workout routine that you don't love. You're studying and you're researching something that your heart is not in. You don't love it. You're in a relationship that you don't love. So the Lion of Judah is asking, it is vibrating on a frequency that says, get in love. You're not in love. Now, you have love, but you're not in love. Now, Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 says this. Revelation 5, verse 5. If you're number 8, you might want to listen to this. If you got 8 in the 4 major numbers of your life path or your Dear Kinnear report, for the members that understand what I'm talking about, you might want to pimp the game. Revelation 5, verse 5 says, and one of the elders said unto me, stop weeping. Behold, the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its 7 seals. So if you're an 8 today, I got a message for you, brother. If you're an 8 today, I got a message for you, sister. And if you're not, if you ain't got an 8 nowhere, if you're like me, I don't have no 8s in my number. But guess what? I'm alive and I'm breathing on the 8th month and on the 8th day. So this message applies to me. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah says, stop weeping. So if there's anybody you're feeling sorry for yourself, life ain't what it's chalked up to be. Love seems to keep escaping your grasp. Stop weeping. Behold, the Lion of Judah that is from the tribe of Judah, which is of the root of David, represents the king, has overcome already, past tense. Remember, God has already given you everything that you need for life and godliness, past tense. Why? So as to open the book. What is the book? The book is your DNA. The DNA is a book of life. Today, your DNA has been opened. Today, your DNA is being unlocked. Today, the universe is unlocking your DNA so that way you can do what? Open up the 7 seals that represents the 7 chakras. So today, all you got to do is do one thing. You got to make up in your mind that, I'm gonna tap into the flow so that way I can know and then I can grow. That's all you got to do. Today, just say this prayer. Heavenly Father, I get out of the way, and I'm going to tap into the flow. I'm going to tap into the frequency. I'm going to tap into the wave. I'm going to tap into the vibration. I'm going to absorb all the neutrinos that is coming down from the sun. If the sun is beaming wherever you let, whatever part of the country in, walk outside and just let the sun hit your body, even if it's only for 1 minute. Just go outside and absorb that sun. Tap into the flow. Then your DNA is going to unlock today, and you're going to know exactly what to do. Then you're going to grow. That's all you got to do. Get in the flow. That way you'll know, so that way you can grow. The universe has done everything for you. All you got to do, stop weeping. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop walking around with your lip poked out. Stop doing this. Stop doing this. Whatever you're doing, stop. It's already done for you, brother. It's already done. Stop weeping. Behold, the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah. That is from the root of David. That means you are a root. If you are an 8, you're a king. If you are an 8, turn it on the side, that's your crown. Put it on your forehead, homie. It's on your crown. The 8 represents the crown chakra. The 8 means that 8 people can go into the spirit realm, and they can take the invisible, and they can manifest it in the material. Man, you have no idea how much power you got. Have no idea, and you walk around like a poor creature. Do you understand who you are? You don't know who you are. If you are an 8, if you are alive today, whether you got an 8 in your chart or not, you have this capacity today. Now, I do this every day. I figured out how to do it. So I figured out that, okay, everything in my life is the result of how I care, not what I care. I figured it out. So I got a goose that lays the golden egg, and I want to give you the goose that lays the golden egg. So that way, every day in your life, whether it's money, whether it's health, whether it's wisdom, or whether it's relationship, every day in your life, you can have the goose that lays the golden egg. Now remember, if you have a goose that lays a golden egg, everybody else that don't got that goose, they gonna be pissed off because they don't want you to have the goose. Now, you have the ability. If you are an 8, right now, you are standing in the frequency And the frequency, the waves, the vibration is that's downloaded. Now, this is not something that you do. Please hear me. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Everybody's out trying to do shiznits. No, this is something that you be. Now, remember, get in the flow so that way you will know. Then, and only then, you will grow. Let me say it again. This is a formula for wealth, health, wisdom, and a toe-curling relationship. I just did it. I made sure that I did it before August the 8th. Why? Why did I make this life change before August the 8th? August the 8th is the, again, the, now you can go to any website on any planet, on anywhere, and just type in 888, and it pulls all this information up. It's called the Lion's Gate. It's the Lion's Portal. Only today is this released in the universe. Unless you have the 8 inside of your chart, it's inside your body. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, 8s. This is why your life is being upside down, especially today, all this month. And if you remember back to 2015, if you're an 8, 2015 was either very good for you or very bad for you. If you have the number 8 in your chart, if you got 2 8s in your chart, if you got 3, it's the money. It's either kiss of life or the kiss of death. Because 8 is the number infinity. Turn it on its five. Turn it on the side. Remember, 8 standing up is as above, so below. Because remember, the number 8 is two kukas together. Oh man, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You don't understand what I just said. So let me make sure you're getting this. So let's say you got the number 8 as your life path number. But let's say you got the number 8 as your, you know, personality number. Maybe you got the number 8 and it's your soul urge number. Now remember, the number 8 is the master executive. You are a spiritual executive. So since you have the number 8, that means that when I turn the 8 on its side, I get the infinity signal. The infinity signs mean to infinity and beyond. That's where you go. The number 8 is two circles on top of each other. So that means it's a kirka. Now the word kirka is the Germanic or the Greek word for the English word church. So you have, now the church represents, again, a cell. It's a complete circle. Now remember, it represents, oh man, I'm trying to get excited. I don't even got the number 8 and I'm excited. Everybody that I know is an 8 is a material guru, meaning that money just comes to them and tackles them. Everybody that I know that has the number 8, they don't have a money problem. Now, they probably think they got a money problem because they got a distorted view, meaning that everybody I know that has an 8 in their chart who got a money problem, they actually got, again, a financial problem, meaning that they blow their money. I know 8s that get out of debt and get right back in, same day. I know 8s that blow more money than I make. I know 8s that they just save money. Everything that they touch turns to gold. That's what the 8 represents. This today is the 8th month of the 8th day. That represents the Lion's Gate, the Lion of Judah, the tribe of Judah. This is a king. It's from the root of David. David was the king. This is the king's anointing that is poured out. But notice what it does. It unlocks the DNA. So that way you can take your spiritual gift and monetize it. But remember how you do it, though. What does the 8 represent? Now, remember, Jesus is he's the Lord. He's the king of the tribe of Judah. Now, the tribe represents, again, what the Bible calls a progenitor, which means the start of or the ability to start a nation. It means the father of a nation. So the father is called a progenitor. That means that he is the first of a generation. So today represents the new start of the frequency or the alignment with the Lion's Gate, which is the individual expression of divine love. Today, for me, and hopefully for you, represents the direct alignment from an astrological and a biological and a theological manner of an intense surge of neutrinos that we've talked about before, which is, again, the subatomic particles that awakens the DNA. And it activates the human energy field, what we call your aura or your chi or your prana. So this automatically transmits a high vibrational frequency that is called frequency codes. So you have what is called a codex inside of your DNA that is waiting for a key. That is the code. That's what the Bible says. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, because you took away the key code that awakens the DNA. That's why they change jots and tittles in the Bible. Because if you don't hear the right frequency, the right sound, you can't unlock your DNA. That's why everybody that I know, most of them know, they're not in love. Now remember, Jesus is love. God is love. Deities are love, the good ones. They don't create it. They are it. So you mean to tell me you are in a relationship, but you're not in love, but you are, quote unquote, saved? Do you see the flaw in that? Do you see the flaw that you can serve the God of love, but you cannot be in love? And there are 222 scriptures in the Bible that tells you to be in Christ, and Christ is love. So if you got a job that you are not in love with, yeah, not too good for you. So if you're in a relationship and you're not in love, yeah, not too good for you. If you are in a workout routine, people ask me all the time, man, Doc, why do you work out so much? Or why do you do what you do? Because I'm in love. Why do I do so many shows? Why do I write so many books? Why do I get up early, stay up late? Because I'm in love. Why did I make the change before the 8th when it came to my relationship? Why did I end my marriage? Because I'm in love. See, I don't know if you understand. See, I didn't get it. The Father kept telling me. I had wealth. I had wisdom. I had knowledge. But I wasn't in love. See, I was in fear. I was in stability. I was in comfort. I was in Egypt. Now, there's nothing wrong, because remember, Egypt is a place of the mind. It has nothing to do with other people. You can be in Egypt. I know people that are free. I know millionaires that are in Egypt. It ain't got nothing to do with money. I know people that are professional bodybuilders. They're in Egypt. It ain't got nothing to do with health. I know Reverend Dr. Bishops. I know people that are all knowing, but them suckers are still in Egypt. It has nothing to do with the outside. It has to do with an inside knowing. Do you know yourself? Now, I know people who know every member of the Dallas Cowboys, but when I ask them, what is your strength? What is the one thing that you can do better than anybody else on the damn planet? I don't know. What's your weakness? What is the one thing that you keep doing over and over again? What's your loop? What's your pattern? I don't know. Oh, but you know everybody on the damn basketball team. You know all the football players. You watch Love and Hip Hop every night, but you don't know your damn self. See, today's is the day of the individual expression of God. Right now, there is a direct alignment. Now, this is astral. Now, you can go to my boy Santos Bonacani, whatever the hell his name is, the astrophysics dude. He'll break it down for you how the sun is in conjunction with the star Sirius. That's the god of the south that it talks about in the book of Job. Now, the dog star, that's why I got Sirius FXM radio in my car. Why they call it Sirius? Sirius XM radio. Why is the sun and the god of the south? Because that represents the light codes of ascension. It represents mastery. Self-mastery. So Sirius is sending a frequency or a wave or a vibration down to the earth. The lion's gate energy is about fully awakening the divine divinity inside of you. So God is not leaving it up to you. God is saying, okay, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to transmit what now. The way that you can prove this is go talk to people like Leonardo DiCaprio or Al Gore. Just Google Al Gore or Google Leonardo DiCaprio, listen to them talk about global warming. Or just Google any website. Why keep saying Google? Any search engine, just Google global warming. Then Google deep underground military bases. Dumb. Why are they building and preparing to go underground? Because of today. Today is the hardest day on water beings. Today, if you are a water being, if you are a melanite being, if you are a Caucasian, today is a tough day because it activates the melanocytes inside of the body because of the CMEs that are being released by the sun. It's called a solar flare. Now, let me give you the science behind today. Before I give you the biological, I already gave you the spiritual. This is coming from David. This is coming from the root of David through his descendant called Yahushua, through Melchizedek, who represents this new frequency. Now remember, neutrinos is new. They are the neutrinos or subatomic particles that come from the Big Bang. So they carry the original signature of the big God. So when that hits your skin, it does something to your DNA. It changes you from a 666 being, six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. It changes your DNA to a 616. Now you got one neutron. What happened to the other five? The other five are destroyed, and you're left with one neutron from the G. All the other little G's that's controlling you, they gone. If you have the right frequency. Now remember, the only thing that stops the frequency is what was in the CBS miniseries called Threshold, which I've asked repeatedly. I'm begging, I'm pleading, I'm asking you, please watch the CBS. You can get it on Netflix. You can get it on YouTube for free. The CBS miniseries called Threshold. It was produced in 2005, I think. But just type it in, Threshold. There is an emblem that I don't even want to talk about, but it is the logo of the movie or the miniseries Threshold. In that miniseries, it's the reason why Bill Cooper is not on the planet no more. He got shot in the back in front of his wife and kids in Phoenix, Arizona. Don't believe me? Just type, go Google Bill Cooper. William Bill Cooper wrote a book called Pale Horse. They're telling you what the same thing I've been telling you for 25 years. That's why this is so dangerous. People come up missing when you start talking about this shizness. In the movie Threshold, William Bill Cooper was a colonel, lieutenant colonel, I forgot, in the Navy. He was on board a ship. Something came out of the ground, looked like a UFO. In the movie, exact same thing happens. So Bill Cooper wrote about his experience and what he saw. He ended up dead. They made a movie about it. They didn't tell you that was about the movie. That's what the movie was about. But what is it? This happened on a particular date and a particular time. Because it talks about exactly what it says in the Bible, that at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ. So this series talks about, this mini series explains how sound changes DNA. During the mini series, sound that you can't hear, it's inaudible, changes people's DNA. It's a science fiction series, again, that originally aired in September of 2005. And I've watched this series, I don't know, at least five or six times, the whole series. Now, everybody's heard of the Philadelphia Experiment. If you have never heard of the Philadelphia Experiment, you need to Google that. It was inside of this as well, especially if you're an eight. If you don't got the eight inside your life path number, it doesn't really affect you. If you have an eight, the Philadelphia Experiment, people who have eight, they have this embodied inside their body. They have this frequency, this wave of this vibration. So the Philadelphia experiment, our whole ship disappeared. It was in a military experiment because they was playing with frequencies and waves and vibrations. The U.S. Navy at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on October the 28th of 1943. Now, you can do the research. They open up a portal, a gateway. Today is that day. Today is the only day that the portal or the gateway is opened by the universe. These suckers figured out how to open it themselves. That's what they're doing down in Switzerland right now with Project CERN. They're trying to release a baton. They're trying to open up the bottomless pit. That's what they're really doing over there in Switzerland. They're telling you that they're down there smashing atoms. Now, that's not what they're doing. Have you seen the videos of what's coming out of CERN? Go to YouTube and type in CERN, S-E-R-N. Are you concerned? The word CERN. Con means swindled. CERN, again, has to do with your emphasis. Swindled emphasis. Another study for another time. So, during the Philadelphia experiment in 19 on September the 28th, I think it was September, or was it October? September, October, an entire U.S. Navy destroyer, this is crazy, basically became what they call cloaked. In other words, invisible. It basically disappeared. The problem was when it came back, the people that was on the ship, something happened to them. Y'all have to read it for yourself. You ain't going to believe it. Now, this is a true story because they tapped into another dimension. So today represents the universe aligning and all of the stars and everything aligned in a certain way that does something. It unlocks your DNA. So you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, what does that mean, dog? What does it have to do with me? Well, if you're an eight, it has a lot to do with you. It explains why you feel the way you feel. And if you are not doing what I've done, which is what? Getting to love. If you don't get into love, if you don't get in love, if you don't fall in love, you're in trouble, especially if you're an eight. Because now you got all of this energy. Now, remember what we read last night. Anytime you turn your back on your calling, anytime you turn your back on your blood, your kin, your God, what you're supposed to be doing on earth, it destroys you. So you want to know what's going on in your life if you're an eight? If you want to go in your, if you want to know what's going on in your life if you're not an eight? If you got the eight anywhere in your number, and if you're not, the universe is awakening your DNA that is calling you to find love. It is the individual expression of God. That's what you are. I don't know if you know what that means. So let me assist you. An individual, if I go to the ocean, as I've said on many, this is the best example I can get. If I go to the ocean and I take a glass and I dip it into the Atlantic Ocean and I take it home, what do I have in my glass? Is it not still the Atlantic Ocean? If I go to the Atlantic Ocean and I take out a glass of the Atlantic Ocean and I bring it home, I have a glass of the Atlantic Ocean. I have an individual expression of the Atlantic Ocean. So all of the properties of the Atlantic Ocean I have inside of that glass in a miniature form. It is a mini. It is a micro of the macro. So you are a micro. You are the what is called a culmination, C-U-L, culture. You are the culmination of the frequency and the consciousness of God in a itty-bitty living space that you call a body. That's what you are. So let me ask the question that I asked again at the beginning of the show. Can you love with the heart of a lion? That's what today represents. Today represents the heart of a lion expressed in love. In other words, how fierce, how ferocious is your love for what you for what you are doing, for what you are being, for what you are having, and for where you are. Are you ferociously in love? That's what the day represents. Today represents the increased waves of light and cold. So these colds, they unlock the frequency or the waves to increase the light or the fire and to accelerate the energy. But what if you got all of this increased light and all of this increased energy and you ain't got nowhere for it to go? That's the recipe for cray-cray right there. Because you got all this energy bottled up, and what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to put all of this increased energy? So you don't have no product. You don't have no service. You don't have no energy. You have no way to express, expose, and expand yourself. But yet, you got all of this energy bottled up. What's going to happen? The energy is going to consume you because you have no outlet. Your job is to create a creative outlet. That's why I'm here, to assist you. That's the whole purpose of my life optimization class, is to assist you with finding a way to express, expose, and expand yourself. So right now, today, big things are happening. For the rest of this year, in fact, because what happened? Today, the royal code of God has been downloaded into your DNA. Oh, man, Heavenly Father, touch the mind of your people. Leo, Judah, is associated with royalty. Let's say you have 8 and 9 in your DNA. Nine. That means you are royalty that has the alignment or the royal code or the royal secret to higher living. That's what you are. You are royal that have all of the secret to higher material living. That's why all eights are materially light years above everybody else. But most of the eights don't know it because they squander their energy. That's why a lot of eights suffer from hyperactivity disorder, or what I call EDHD, your energy. So your energy is mismanaged and it's misplaced. It's not that you ain't got it. Oh, you got it. Because you're like your money. I've never seen a broke eight. Never. I've never, ever, and I've done a lot of dedicated reports, I've never seen an eight. Anybody has the number eight, anyone in their life path, I've never seen an eight that was broke. I seen an eight who thought they was broke because they mismanaged their money. Because I go and I ask them, okay, well, what did you do? And they spent, you know, they got 5 gaming systems, and each gaming system costs $300 to $600. They get every new cell phone that comes out anywhere from $300 to $600. They got brand new cars, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. They paying $2,000 in rent, and it's just them. They got Jordans lined up in their closet. They got 5 pets. Every eight I know is squandering their wealth. They are mismanaging and they are mishandling and they are misappropriating the frequency and the wave and the vibration of the tribe, of the king of Judah. He's the king of material manifestation. That's what the day. And the way that you manifest is in love. Whatever you love, it grows like wildfire. If anybody want to be rich, if you want to know the secret to wealth, find something that you love to do. That's why I know I'm already a millionaire. I've been a millionaire. I've just been doing the same thing I'm telling you not to do. Misappropriating, misdirecting, mishandling my wealth. See, I've exchanged money for Facebook likes. That's where you will find my activity on Facebook decreasing. Now, I only do Facebook stuff but I do a lot of posts just for attention to show off my knowledge and my skill. You're going to find that shit's been stopping. Why? I'm not interested in being liked. You will find all of my attention going to my paid and my paying clients. I'm not interested in coddling people. I'm not interested in carrying people. I'm not interested in saving people. I killed that dude. I put a bullet in his head. It's a bunch of them. I've been killing them. There's a bunch of caring willies. I'm killing them all. Because the carrying, again, is just another form of imprisonment. It's just another coping mechanism. It's a way for me to avoid doing what I'm called to do. Well, I'm going to go over here and do this because I care about, you know, this homeless dude who don't give a beep about me. I'm going to spend all my time, all my energy, all my resources on caring for people who don't care about me. Come on, dog. Come on, man. I'm talking to myself. That's why I made the change that I made. A lot of people are not going to agree with it, but watch the fruit. Watch the fruit. Watch the fruit. That's how you can tell. You can always tell a tree, don't watch the leaves, look at the fruit. Today is the divine embodiment of divinity in a physical form. Your job is to create love, to take love and manifest it into a product, into service, into information. That's your job. As a descendant, as the embodiment, as an individual expression of God, how are you expressing, exposing, and expanding the increased fire that's inside of you? The increased carbon that's inside of you? The increased blood that's inside of you? It is awakening your consciousness through the direct frequency and wave of the vibration of the sun that is really your inside sun. It really has nothing to do with the outside. It has to do with your solar plexus. You have an internal sun inside of your body, not outside of the body. So the real increase coming from inside your body, because your solar plexus is where your inner sun is. Your solar plexus, you're right behind your navel. Your navel button is your inside sun. And that is releasing energy. It is causing a huge life-changing event to take place right now. If there has not been a major life change in your life, you might want to pinch yourself. Check. Anybody had any major life changes in your life, like in the last week, last 2 weeks? I know I did. Anybody had any major, I'm talking about major life change. Why? Because God is positioning you so that way you can activate your chi or your prana, the pneuma or the ruach. This is the lion's gate energy. Does one thing. This year, you are being supercharged with energy to accelerate your ascension. See, everybody else is playing church. But if you're part of the life optimization team, if you're hanging out with me, oh, your life is changing, bro. What do you want? Just by association with me. That's why it's dangerous to hang out with people who are moving. That's why I told you guys before, it is really dangerous to hang out with people who don't allow you to play. Because just by association, again, you're going to be collateral damage. Because some of the light, the increased light, some of the increased energy, some of the unfolding. Now, I'm on my third level of the seven levels. So that means that if you ain't ready to go all the way to the top, you might want to jump off now while you still got a chance. Because why? Big things is happening in my life, in the area of relationships, in the area of career, in the area of health, in the area of wisdom. Everything in my life is changing. Everything is evolving. Everything is highlighted. Everything is increasing. Everything that is not totally toe curling, falling off. Everything. So let me make sure you understand, because these changes that you're going through right now, they are designed to align you with your true authentic truth and your true authentic self. So the fake you is dying. You are in an alignment with love and with your soul's growth chart that is based upon you getting in the flow. So that way you can know, then you will grow. What do you got to do? All you got to do is just say the same prayer I said. Heavenly Father, I am yielding myself. Remember, deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow him. So all you got to do is just say, I'm getting out of my ego. You ain't got to say it out loud. All you got to do is just, I don't want to be an egocentric dude. That's all I said. All I said was, I don't want to be the guy just walking around arrogant and cocky and faking it because I'm overcompensating, because I'm trying to impress people. I don't want to be the guy that's hanging around with people who don't like me, but we all are faking. I don't want to be the guy that hang out with people who tolerate me, but they don't elevate me. Think, brothers, think. Look at your environment. Does that elevate? Is what you doing? Is smoking marijuana? Is freaking drinking alcohol? Is eating a very freaking, you know, unhealthy diet? Is listening to the type of music? Is going to the type of job? Is stuff that you're doing, is it tolerating you? Or is it elevating you? Today is a day about elevation. Today is the day that you make a concrete decision to do nothing different but change your mental disposition. And all you got to do is say, Father, I make myself available. I deny my flesh. I am picking up my purpose, and I'm getting in the flow. That's all you got to say. If you say that today, it immediately unlocks your DNA. And everything that you need for life and godliness is drawn to you. All you got to do is keep your head on a swivel. Be awake, aware. And everything that you need for life and godliness is being drawn to you like a magnet. All you got to do is maintain that mental disposition. Because guess what? You make the decision today, and tomorrow, guess what's going to happen? Something's going to come into your life to get you to react emotionally to get back out of alignment. How? Flesh. Your ego. Emotions. So you're going to act out, or you're going to do something, or you're going to say something that takes you out of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. See, if you do those things, there is no law. The universe is giving you a day of reprieve today. Today is the eighth month. Today is the eighth day. That's two lions. You got a double portion today. So anything, any enchantment or encampment, anything that you declare and decree, because see, you are an incarnation that has the ability to make an incantation. So that way, again, you can step out of your incarceration today. Today, your incarceration of your own mind, you incarcerated yourself. Brother Will, how did I incarcerate myself? Because of your stinking thinking. Now remember, you can only be what you see. Since I only saw poverty, I could only be poverty. Since I only saw distress, I could only be distressed. Since I only saw people in need, I could only be in need. Now, what do I see today, brothers? What do I see today, sisters? All I see is wealth. Everywhere. You can send me to Somalia, you can send me to Bumbuck, Egypt, and I will see wealth. Because I choose to see wealth. All I see is health. You can take me to a freaking cancer ward where people are dying of cancer. And I will walk in there and all I'm going to see is health because I choose to see health. You can take me to an insane asylum where people are ignorant, can't read and write. And all I'm going to see is wisdom. You can take me to a divorce court where everybody is getting divorced. You can take me to a place where, you know, domestic violence is running rampant. Husbands is hating their wives. And all I'm going to see is relationships. Toe-curling relationships. Why? I only choose to see what God sees. When God looks down, he sees his son. S-U-N-S-O-N. Everything else is hidden behind the rays of the sun. That's why there's 222 scriptures in the Bible that tells you to be in Christ. Because only what is done in Christ, only those who are in Christ, not only the outside meaning, but also the inside meaning. You need both. Or I recommend both. Why? Because remember, Today is the day about unlocking the lock that has been kept you incarcerated. So this is your get out of jail free card, because it's the eighth day of the eighth month, and the Lion of Judah is personally going. I remember when Yahushua died, what did he do? He went down into Hades. He went down and he took the keys of death and the grave, did he not? And then he said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Today, you can do that. Today, you can go down and you can take the keys and you can unlock your DNA, so that way your DNA vibrates only on wealth. Your DNA vibrates on health. Your DNA vibrates on wisdom. Your DNA vibrates on great relationships today. Because today, my brothers and sisters, you have a direct access to the Son, who has direct access to the Father. Today is the day of increased light, increased love. Today is the day of increased energy, increased wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. All of this stuff is unlocked today. And the way that you know is by the way that you grow. That's how you know. It's very easy. Because today, keep in mind, notice what I said to keep it at, in your mind. Because it's already in your heart. It's already in your DNA. You just got to unlock it. And once you unlock your DNA, once you unlock your heart, and then it goes 6 inches to your head, and then your head starts shifting, and you automatically start making changes. You automatically start serving. You automatically start aligning yourself with the people who have the same spiritual truth as you. And it automatically starts bringing you love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control in the form of opportunities. So watch how your life starts moving forward if you did what I told you to do today, which is, number one, deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow your DNA, follow Christ. That's all you got to do. All you got to do today is just say, I'm going to get in the flow, so that way I can know how to grow. You're going to fill yourself up with light. You're going to start to illuminate. You're going to vibrate on a higher frequency. When you go to work, you're going to have a bounce in your step. When you go exercise, you're going to have more energy. See, what you're doing, you are transcending the limitations. You're transcending your current vibrational state. You are transcending the limitations. You're making a transition from this dense physical realm to a more crystalline conscious realm, which we're going to be discussing tonight inside of, again, the fire. We're going to talk about how to crystalline consciousness so that way you become the next series that we're talking about, which is a light beam. See, this energy is triggering a new harmonic alignment. Deep down on the DNA level, there is a connection with the heart chakra and your God chakra or your crown chakra. So that with your head and your heart unite and you start to be authentic, the only thing that you got to remember today, be authentic. Now, many people like me have lied to themselves so long, or you've been a character in a role. See, I've been playing a character in this play called life. And I played the leading man in this character, in this role, so long that when the play was over Friday, when I left Saturday, I didn't know what to do. I played that damn character for the last 8-9 years. Now, who am I? I had to find myself because I lost myself because I wasn't real. I was fake. I've been a fake dude for so long, I believed my own lies. Many of you are suffering from a self-delusion of your own grandeur. That's me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I was living in a self-deluded space of my own grandiose thinking that I thought I was a dude who liked a cluttered environment. I thought I was a dude who liked ignoring children. I thought I was the dude, this was the character I was playing, I thought I was the dude who liked telling kids 10 times to do something. See, I played the character. I played a role. I remember when I made the decision to play the role. And I remember when my children came to visit say, like, that, as I said on Friday, the thing that woke me up was my daughter, my youngest daughter. All my children are grown and gone. I got one left in high school. Her mama started acting up, so she came to live with me. And those three, four months that she lived with me, she said, I don't know who you are. You are not my father. I don't know, as I said on Friday, when I was crying like a baby, when I left that character and I became myself again. Now, I'm a man of order. I'm a military man. I served my country 8 years in the United States Marine Corps. I'm a law enforcer. I like law. I like order. I'm not a guy that believes in telling anybody something more than once. So I'm going back to be that guy. I'm a man of discipline. I'm a man of focus. I'm a man of order. I'm a man that demands respect. I don't ask for it. I demand it. You disrespect me, we got a problem. See, I lost that dude. I went from being a man to being a boy where people took care of me, coddled me. See, there's a price to live off of somebody else's titty. If you go get food stamps right now from the government, you can't, if you're a woman, you can't have a man living with you. See, all this shit that's for free, it comes at a big price. I gave up my freedom and my authenticity to be coddled and to be nurtured and taken care of like a boy. I ain't a boy no more. I'm a man. Today is your first step in stepping into manhood or womanhood. Women, today is the day that the female goddess stepped back into a true anointing and calling. There's nothing wrong with having curves. Nothing wrong with being a woman that looks like a man. This freaking heterosexist, unisex bullshitness is out. If you're a freaking woman, show me you're a woman. Dress like a woman. Carry yourself like a woman. Hell, make yourself up. Why in the hell you want to be a dude? There's enough masculine energy on the planet already. Where's the real at? Where's feminine energy? There is no more femininity. There is no more masculinity. We got this freaking smorgasbord. It's time for the men to be men and the women to be women. That's what today represents. A new energy, new frequency, new vibration is being released today, and it is the Lion of Judah, which is the Lion of Love. So whatever you do, fiercely approach it like a lion. Like in the movie Troy, there is no pact between lions and men. Lions destroy. That's why the lion is called the king of the jungle. He don't take no shizness off nobody. Neither do you. Because you're a king. You are the king's kid. Carry yourself like one. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You are a joint heir. Whatever is yours. So vibrate on the frequency of being all-knowing or being all-powerful and being all-present. Because those are the frequencies of the big G, so you should vibrate on that frequency because you are his offspring. So the offspring of a thing vibrates on the same frequency of the thing. You're all-knowing, you're all-powerful, and you are present. Carry yourself accordingly. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. That's not God. God doesn't manipulate or control. He leads and guides. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in the eight, which is eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.